7.
What's it going to be then, eh? There was me, your humble narrator, and my three droogs, that is Len, Rick and Bully. Bully being called Bully because of his bolshy big neck and very gromky galos, which was just like some bolshy great bull bellowing, "Ugh!" We were sitting in the Corova milk bar making up our Razudox what to do with the evening, a flip dark chill winter bastard, though dry. All round were Chelovecs well away on milk plus Velocet and Synthmesk and Drencrom and other veshies which take you far, far, far away from this wicked and real world into the land to Viddy Bog and all his holy angels and saints in your left sabog with lights bursting and spurting all over your mosque. What we were peating was the old maloko with knives in it, as we used to say, to sharpen you up and make you ready for a bit of dirty 20-1, but I've told you all that before. We were dressed in the height of fashion, which in those days was these very wide trousers and a very loose black shiny leather-like jerkin over an open-necked shirt with a like scarf tucked in. At this time, too, it was the height of fashion to use the old Britva on the Gulliver so that most of the Gulliver was like bald and there was hair only on the sides. But it was always the same on the old Nogas. Real horror show bolshy big boots for kicking litzos in. What's it going to be then, eh? I was like the oldest of we four, and they all looked up to me as their leader, but I got the idea sometimes that Bully had the thought in his Gulliver that he would like to take over, this being because of his bigness and the gromky galos that bellowed out of him when he was on the warpath. But all the ideas came from your humble, oh my brothers, and also there was this fesh that I had been famous and had had my picture and articles and all that cow in the gazetters. Also, I had by far the best job of all we four, being in the National Grammo Disc archives on the music side with a real horror show Carmen full of Pretty Polly at the week's end and a lot of nice free discs for my own Malenki self on the side. This evening in the Corova, there was a fair number of Vex and Petitzas and Dvochkas and Malchiks smecking and peating away and cutting through their govereating and the burbling of the inlanders with their gorgol fallatouk and the worm sprays in fill-tip slaughter balls and all that cow. You could slushy a pop disc on the stereo, this being Ned Achimota singing That Day, Yeah, That Day. At the counter were three Dvochkas dressed in the height of Nadsat fashion, that is to say, long uncombed hair, dyed white and false grudies sticking out a metre or more and very, very tight short skirts with all like frothy white underneath. And Bully kept saying, "Hey, get in there, we could, three of us. Old Len is not interested. Leave old Len alone with his god." And Len kept saying, "Yarbles, yarbles, where is the spirit of all for one and one for all, eh, boy?" Suddenly, I felt both very, very tired and also full of tingly energy, and I said, "Out, out, 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 out!" "Where to?" said Rick, who had a litzo like a frog's. "Oh, just to Viddy what's going on in the great outside," I said, but somehow, my brothers, I felt very bored and a bit hopeless, and I had been feeling that a lot these days. So I turned to the Chelovec nearest me on the big plush seat that ran right round the whole mesto, a Chelovec, that is, who was burbling away under the influence, and I fisted him real scorry, ack, 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 in the belly. But he felt it not, brothers, only burbling away with his cart-cart virtue wherein top-tails lieth the poppy-poppy-corns. So we scattered out into the big winter notchy. We walked down Margarita Boulevard, and there were no Millicents patrolling that way, so when we met a starry vet coming away from a news kiosk where he had been cuppeting a gazetta, I said to Bully, "All right, Bully boy, thou canst, if thou like, wishest." More and more these days, I had been just giving the orders and standing back to vidy them being carried out, so Bully cracked into him, and the other two tripped him and kicked him, smacking away while he was down, and then let him crawl off to where he lived, like whimpering to himself. Bully said,
"How about a nice yummy glass of something to keep out the cold, oh Alex?"
For we were not too far from the Duke of New York. The other two nodded, yes, 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 but all looked at me to vidy whether that was all right. I nodded too, and so off we itted. Inside the snug, there were these starry petitzas or sharps or babushkas you will remember from the beginning, and they all started on their "Evening, lads, God bless you, boys, best lads living, that's what you are," waiting for us to say, "What's it going to be, girls?" Bully rang the collar call and a waiter came in rubbing his rookers on his grazzy apron. "Cutter on the tables, droogies," said Bully, pulling out his own rattling and chinking mound of deng.
"Scotchman for us and the same for the old babushkas, eh?"
And then I said, "Oh, to hell. Let them buy their own." I didn't know what it was, but these last days I'd become, like, mean. There had come into my Gulliver a like desire to keep all my pretty Polly to myself, to like hoard it all up for some reason. Bully said,
"What gives, Bratty? What's coming over old Alex?"
"Ah, to hell," I said. "I don't know, I don't know. What it is I don't like just throwing away my hard-earned pretty Polly, that's what it is."
"Earned," said Rick, "earned? It doesn't have to be earned, as well thou knowest, old droogie. Took, that's all, just took, like."
And he smacked real grumpy, and I vidded one or two of his zoobies weren't all that horror show. "Ah," I said, "I've got some thinking to do." But vidying these babushkas looking all eager-like for some free alk, I like shrugged my plechos and pulled out my own cutter from my trouser carmen, notes and coin all mixed together, and plonked it, tinkle-crackle, on the table.
"Scotchman all round, right?" said the waiter. But for some reason, I said,
"No, boy, for me, make it one small beer, right?" Len said, "This I do not much go for," and he began to put his rooker on my Gulliver, like kidding I must have a fever, but I like snarled doggy-wise for him to give over scurry.
All right, Droog," he said, "as thou like sayest."
But Bully was having a smot with his rot open at something that had come out of my carmen with the pretty Polly I'd put on the table. He said,
"Well, well, well, and we never knew."
"Give me that," I snarled and grabbed its scurry. I couldn't explain how it had got there, brothers, but it was a photograph I had scissored out of the old Gazetta, and it was of a baby. It was of a baby, gurgling, goo, 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 with all like maloko dribbling from its rot and looking up and like smacking at everybody, and it was all nadjoy, and its flesh was like in folds with being a very fat baby. There was then like a bit of haw, 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 struggling to get hold of this bit of paper from me, so I had to snarl again at them, and I grabbed the photo and tore it up into tiny, teeny pieces and let it fall like a bit of snow onto the floor. The whiskey came in then, and the starry babushkas said, "Good health, lads, God bless you, boys, the best lads living, that's what you are," and all that cow. And one of them, who was all lines and wrinkles and no zoobies in her shrunken old rot, said,
"Don't tear up money, son. If you don't need it, give it them as does."
Which was very bold and forward of her. But Rick said, "Money, that was not, O babushka. It was a picture of a dear itsy-witsy-bitsy bit of a baby." I said,
"I'm getting just that bit tired that I am. It's you who's the babies, you lot, scoffing and grinning, and all you can do is smack and give people bolshy, cowardly tolchocks when they can't give them back."
Bully said,
"Well now, we always thought it was you who's the king of that, and also the teacher."
"Not well, that's the trouble with thou, old droogie." I vidded this sloppy glass of beer I had on the table in front of me and felt like all vomity within, so I went, "Ah!"
and pulled all the frothy vonny cowl all over the floor. One of the starry petitzas said, "Waste not, want not." I said, "Look, droogies, listen, tonight I am somehow just not in the mood. I know not why or how it is, but there it is. You three, go your own ways this night wise, leaving me out. Tomorrow, we shall meet, same place, same time. Me hoping to be, like, a lot better."
"Oh," said Bully, "right sorry I am."
But you could vidy a light gleam in his glazies, because now he would be taking over for this Notchy. Power, power, everybody, like, wants power.
"We can postpone till tomorrow," said Bully, "what we in mind had, namely that bit of shopcrasting in Gagarin Street. Flip horror show takings there, Droog, for the having."
"No," I said, "you postpone nothing. You just carry on in your own light style." "Now," I said, "I itty off." And I got up from my chair.
"Where to then?" asked Rick.
"That know I not," I said. "Just to be on light my own and sort things out."
You could vidy the old babushkas were real puzzled at me going out like that and like all morose and not the bright and smecking Mal Chicky Wick you will remember. But I said, "Ah, to hell, to hell," and scattered out all on my oddy knocky. It was dark, and there was a wind sharp as a noz getting up, and there were very, very few ludies about. There were these patrol cars with brutal roses inside them, like cruising about, and now and then, on the corner, you would vidy a couple of very young millicents stamping against the bitchy cold and letting out steam breath on the winter air, oh my brothers. I suppose, really, a lot of the old ultra-violence and crasting was dying out now, the Rosses being so brutal with who they caught, though it had become like a fight between naughty Nadsats and the Rosses, who could be more scorry with the noz and the Britfa and the stick and even the gun. But what was the matter with me these days was that I didn't, like, care very much. It was like something soft getting into me, and I could not pony why. What I wanted these days, I did not know. Even the music I liked to slushy in my own malenki den, what I would have smacked at before, brothers. I was slushying more like malenki romantic songs, what they call lieder, just a galosh and a piano. Very quiet and, like, yearny. Different from when it had been all Bolshy orchestras and me lying on the bed between the violins and the trombones and kettle drums. There was something happening inside me, and I wondered if it was like some disease or if it was what they had done to me that time, upsetting my Gulliver and perhaps going to make me real bazoomy. So, thinking like this, with my Gulliver bent and my rookers stuck in my trouser carmens, I walked the town, brothers, and at last I began to feel very tired and also in great need of a nice Bolshy chasha of milky chai. Thinking about this chai, I got a sudden, like, picture of me sitting before a Bolshy fire in an armchair, peating away at this chai, and what was funny and very, very strange was that I seemed to have turned into a very starry Chelovic, about 70 years old, because I could vidy my own velos, which was very grey, and I also had whiskers, and these were very grey too. I could vidy myself as an old man sitting by a fire. And then the light picture vanished, but it was very, like, strange. I came to one of these tea and coffee mestos, brother, and I could vidy through the long, long window that it was full of very dull ludies, like ordinary, who had these very patient and expressionless litzos and would do no harm to no one, all sitting there and gover eating, like, quietly and peating away at their nice, harmless chai and coffee. I itted inside and went up to the counter and bought me a nice hot chai with plenty of maloko. Then I itted to one of these tables and sat down to peat it. There was, like, a young couple at this table, peating and smoking filter-tip cancers and gover-eating and smecking very quietly between themselves, but I took no notice of them and just went on peating away and, like, dreaming and wondering what it was in me that was, like, changing and what was going to happen to me. But I vidded that the Devotchka on this table, who was with this Chelovit, was real horror show. Not the sort you would want to, like, throw down and give the old in-out to, but with a horror show plot and Litzo and a smiling rot and very, very fair veloz and all that cow. And then the Vec with her, who had a hat on his Gulliver and had his Litzo, like, turned away from me, swivelled round to viddy the bolshy big clock they had on the wall in this mesto, and then I vidded who he was. And then he vidded who I was. It was Pete, one of my three droogs from those days when it was Georgie and Dim and him and me. It was Pete, like, looking a lot older, though he could not be now more than 19 and a bit, and he had a bit of a moustache and an ordinary day suit and this hat on. I said, "Well, well, well, droogie, what gives? Very, very long time no viddy." He said, "It's little Alex, isn't it?" "None other," I said. "A long, long, long time since those dead and gone good days. And now poor Georgie, they told me, is underground, and old Dim is a brutal Millicent, and here is thou, and here is I. And what news hast thou, old droogie?" "He talks funny, doesn't he?" said this Devotchka, like, giggling. "This," said Pete to the Devotchka, "is an old friend. His name is Alex. May I," he said to me, "introduce my wife?" My rot fell wide open then. "Wife?" I, like, gaped. "Wife? Wife? Wife? Oh, no, that cannot be. Too young art thou to be married, old droog. Impossible, impossible." This Devotchka, who was, like, Pete's wife, impossible, impossible, giggled again and said to Pete, "Did you used to talk like that too?" "Well," said Pete, and he, like, smiled, "I'm nearly 20. Old enough to be hitched, and it's been 2 months already." "You were very young and very forward, remember?" "Well," I, like, gaped still, "over this get, can I not, old droogie? Pete married. Well, well, well." "We have a small flat," said Pete. "I am earning very small money at State Marine Insurance, but things will get better, that I know. And Georgina here..." "What again is that name?" I said, rot still open like Bazoomney. Pete's wife, wife, brothers, like, giggled again. "Georgina," said Pete. "Georgina works too. Typing, you know, we manage, we manage." I could not, brothers, take my glasses off him, really. He was, like, grown up now, with a grown-up galos and all. "You must," said Pete, "come and see us sometime. You still," he said, "look very young, despite all your terrible experiences." "Yes, yes, yes, we've read all about them. But, of course, you are very young still." 18, I said, "just gone." 18, eh?" said Pete. "As old as that. Well, well, well. Now," he said, "we have to be going." And he, like, gave this Georgina of his a, like, loving look and pressed one of her rookers between his, and she gave him one of these looks back, oh, my brothers. "Yes," said Pete, turning back to me, "we're off to a little party at Greg's." "Greg?" I said. "Oh, of course," said Pete. "You wouldn't know Greg, would you? Greg is after your time. While you were away, Greg came into the picture. He runs little parties, you know, mostly wine cup and word games, but very nice, very pleasant, you know. Harmless, if you see what I mean." "Yes," I said, "harmless, yes, yes, I vidy that real horror show." And this Georgina Devotchka giggled again at my slovos, and then these two itted off to their vonny word games at this Greg's, whoever he was. I was left all on my oddy knocky with my milky chai, which was getting cold now, like, thinking and wondering. Perhaps that was it, I kept thinking. Perhaps I was getting too old for the sort of jeezney I'd been leading, brothers. I was 18 now, just gone. 18 was not a young age. At 18, old Wolfgang Amadeus had written concertos and symphonies and operas and oratorios and all that cow. No, not cow, heavenly music. And then there was old Felix M. with his Midsummer Night's Dream overture. And there were others. And there was this, like, French poet set by old Benji Britt, who had done all his best poetry by the age of 15, oh, my brothers. Arthur, his first name. 18 was not all that young an age then. But what was I going to do? Walking the dark, chill bastards of winter streets after ittying off from this chai and coffee mess, though, I kept videoing like visions, like these cartoons in the gazettas. There was your humble narrator Alex coming home from work to a good hot plate of dinner. And there was this Petitza, all welcoming and greeting like loving. But I could not video her all that horror show, brothers. I could not think who it might be. But I had this sudden, very strong idea that if I walked into the room next to this room where the fire was burning and my hot dinner laid on the table, there I should find what I really wanted. And now it all tied up. That picture scissored out of the gazetta and meeting old Pete like that. For in that other room, in a cot, was laying, gurgling, goo, 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 my son. Yes, 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 brothers. My son. And now I felt this bolshy big hollow inside my plot, feeling very surprised too at myself. I knew what was happening, oh my brothers. I was like growing up. Yes, 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 there it was. Youth must go. Ah, yes. But youth is only being in a way like it might be an animal. No, it is not just like being an animal so much as being like one of these Malenki toys you vidi being sold in the streets, like little Cheloviks made out of tin and with a spring inside and then a winding handle on the outside, and you wind it up, grr, 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 and off it itties like walking, oh my brothers. But it itties in a straight line and bangs straight into things, bang, bang, and it cannot help what it is doing. Being young is like being like one of these Malenki machines. My son. My son. When I had my son, I would explain all that to him when he was starry enough to, like, understand. But then I knew he would not understand or would not want to understand at all, and would do all the veshes I had done, yes, perhaps even killing some poor starry forella surrounded with mewing cots and koshkas, and I would not be able to really stop him. And nor would he be able to stop his own son, brothers. And so it would itty on to, like, the end of the world, round and round and round, like some bolshy gigantic like Chelovic, like old Bog himself. By courtesy of Korova Milk Bar, turning and turning and turning a vonny, grasny orange in his gigantic rookers. But first of all, brothers, there was this vesh of finding some devotchka or other who would be a mother to this son. I would have to start on that tomorrow, I kept thinking. That was something like new to do. That was something I would have to get started on. A new, like, chapter beginning. That's what it's going to be then, brothers, as I come to the, like, end of this tale. You have been everywhere with your little droog, Alex, suffering with him, and you have vidded some of the most grasny brachnies old Bog ever made, all on to your old droog, Alex. And all it was that I was young. But now, as I end this story, brothers, I am not young. Not no longer, oh no. Alex, like, groweth up, oh yes. But where I itty now, oh my brothers, is all on my oddy knocky,
where you cannot go. Tomorrow is all like sweet flowers and the turning vonny earth and the stars and the old Luna up there and your old droog Alex all on his oddy knocky seeking like a mate and all that cow. A terrible, grasny, vonny world, really, oh my brothers. And so farewell from your little droog. And to all others in this story, profound shooms of lip music. And they can kiss my sherries. But you, oh my brothers, remember sometimes thy little Alex that was. Amen. And all that cow.